Language Course, Book 18, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Academy. Academy. Number 2. Eligible. Eligible. Number 3. Appointee. Appointee. Number 4. Qualifications. Qualifications. Number 5. Leader. Leader. Number 6. Not only, but also. Not only, but also. Number 7. Qualified. Qualified. Number 8. Candidate. Candidate. Number 9. Appointment. Appointment. Number 10. Leadership. Leadership. Number 11. Qualities. Qualities. Number 12. Motivate. Motivate. Number 13. Commissioned. Commissioned. Number 14. Lead. Lead. Number 15. Appointed. Appointed. Now, read the paragraphs silently while you listen to them read. Michael has always wanted to be an officer in the U.S. Air Force. He studied very hard in the military academy he attended during high school. He knew he was eligible to be an appointee to the Air Force Academy because he met all the qualifications. He wasn't married, he was 18 years old, and he knew you had to be between the ages of 18 and 22, and he was a leader in his class. In addition, Michael had done well, not only in academics, but also in sports. He wrote a letter of application in his senior year and is now a qualified candidate for appointment to the Air Force Academy. Michael knows he has leadership qualities. These qualities will help him motivate his men to do the things they need to do. Michael knows that these qualities will help him when he is commissioned an officer and has to lead men and women. He hopes to hear soon that he has been appointed to the Air Force Academy. Now look at the paragraphs and answer these questions. Number 1. What has Michael always wanted to be? Repeat. Michael has always wanted to be an officer in the U.S. Air Force. Number 2. What 3 qualifications did Michael meet? Repeat. He wasn't married. He was 18 years old. And he was a leader in his class. Number 3. Why was Michael eligible to be an appointee to the Air Force Academy? Repeat, he met the qualifications. Number four, what did Michael write in his senior year? Repeat, he wrote his letter of application. Number five, is Michael a qualified candidate? Repeat, yes, his letter of application made him a qualified candidate. Number six, what does Michael know he has? Repeat, he knows he has leadership qualities. Number seven, what will these qualities help him do? Repeat, they will help him motivate his men to do the things they need to do. Figure 2. Repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Named. Named. Number 2. Active duty. Active duty. Number 3. Program. Program. Number 4. Designed. Designed. Number 5. Primary. Primary. Number 6. Engineering. Engineering. Number 7. Engineer. Engineer. Number 8. Motivation. Motivation. Number 9, establish. Establish. Number 10, design. Design. Listen and read the paragraph silently. Michael received his appointment to the Air Force Academy last week. He was named to the position by the President of the United States. He leaves for Colorado Springs, Colorado, next week. He will be on active duty, a member of the Air Force, from the time he begins his studies there. His program is designed for 4 years of college courses, with his primary interest in engineering. He will graduate as an engineer and as a second lieutenant in the Air Force. Michael's family knows his motivation is high, and that he will establish a study program for himself that will make him work hard, but it will be a design that will get him through the academy with high grades. They are very proud of Michael. Look at Figure 3. Listen to some statements about Michael and circle T for true and F for false. Number 1. Michael received his appointment to the Air Force Academy. Number 2, he was named to the position by his high school teacher. Number 3, the Air Force Academy is in Washington, D.C. Number four, Michael will be on active duty from the time he begins his studies at the academy. Number five, his program is designed for 4 years of college courses with his primary interest in the military. Number six, he will graduate as an engineer and as a second lieutenant in the Air Force. Number seven, his family knows his motivation is high. Let's check your answers. Number one is true. Repeat, Michael received his appointment to the Air Force Academy. Number two is false. He wasn't named to the position by his high school teacher. Repeat, he was named to the position by the President of the United States. Number three is false. The Air Force Academy isn't in Washington, D.C. Repeat, the Air Force Academy is in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Number four is true. Repeat, Michael will be on active duty from the time he begins his studies at the academy. Number five is false. His primary interest is not in the military. Repeat, his program is designed for 4 years of college courses with his primary interest in engineering. Number six is true. Repeat. He will graduate as an engineer and as a second lieutenant in the Air Force. Number seven is true. Repeat, his family knows his motivation is high. Now look at figure four. Repeat what you hear. Number one, when was the U.S. Military Academy established?
It was established in 1802.
What was it established for?
It was established to train engineers for the Army.
Was it designed to commission only Army officers?
Yes, it was designed primarily for that. But graduates may take their commission in another military service if they want to.
Number two, when was that new program decided on?
It was designed a month ago and was accepted last week.
Was the program designed to include everyone?
Yes, it was. It was planned around the schedules of all the students.
Look at figure five. Listen to conversations and then answer questions with the words in figure five. Number one.
How was Brad appointed to the academy?
His father is on active duty in the Air Force, so he was appointed by the President of the United States.
How was Brad appointed to the academy? Repeat. He was appointed by the President of the United States. Number two.
When was Bill commissioned?
He was commissioned when he graduated from pilot training.
When was Bill commissioned? Repeat. Bill was commissioned when he graduated from pilot training. Number three.
Were his qualifications acquired through study?
Yes, they were. They were acquired through study and a lot of hard work.
Were his qualifications acquired through study? Repeat. Yes, they were. His qualifications were acquired through study and a lot of hard work. Number four.
Was his leadership accepted by his men?
No, it wasn't. His leadership was considered poor by his men.
Was his leadership accepted by his men? Repeat. No, his leadership was considered poor by his men. Number five.
Was Phil hired to teach history?
Yes. Phil was hired to teach not only history, but also mathematics.
Was Phil hired to teach history? Repeat. Yes, he was hired to teach. Not only history, but also mathematics. Number six.
Where was this school established?
It was established in New York.
Where was the school established? Repeat, the school was established in New York. Number seven.
What courses were offered at the school?
Primarily math, science, and engineering were offered.
What was offered at the school? Repeat, primarily math, science, and engineering were offered. Number eight.
Was history taught last year?
No, history wasn't offered last year.
Was history taught last year? Repeat. No, history wasn't offered last year. Look at figure six. Listen to a dialogue and then select the answer to the question. Number one.
Hasn't he come yet?
No, and he usually has it delivered by this time. It won't be fresh if he doesn't get here soon.
Who are they talking about? Number two.
I can't hear. How do we turn up the volume?
The instructor does it up there. Are you sure it's not your headphones?
Where are they? Number three.
Doesn't that smell fresh and good?
I like the smell of it cooking better than I like the taste when I drink it.
What do they smell? Number four.
I got mine in June last year. When did he get his?
When he graduated from the academy.
What are they talking about? Number 5.
Have you decided where you want to go and for how long?
I don't really care. Just so I can get lots of rest. I plan to sleep a lot.
What are they doing? Number 6.
Which do you prefer, chocolate or vanilla?
I prefer chocolate, and it sure will taste good today. It's so hot.
What are they buying? Number 7.
I like this one. It looks so much like her.
I prefer this one. It looks like she's ready to talk to me.
What are they looking at? Number 8.
We need a new one. It just doesn't get them clean anymore.
Have you tried putting in fewer clothes and adding more soap?
What are they talking about? Now let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. They're talking about the man who delivers the milk. Number 2 is A. They're in the language lab. Number 3 is B. They smell coffee. Number 4 is C. They're talking about his commission. Number 5 is A. They're planning a vacation. Number 6 is B. They're buying ice cream. Number 7 is B. They're looking at photographs. Number 8 is C. They're talking about a washing machine. This is the end of tape 1A, book 18.